presenting the Mirth Parade. Wilson as the drum major. Greetings and salutations, ladies and gentlemen. Let's grab our buckets and our three-legged stools, for this edition of the Mirth Parade is dedicated to those sweet young things, the dairymaids. Remember how the old gallant said, "Where are you going, my pretty maid?" "I'm going a-milking, sir," she said. Well, we're dedicating this program to all the dairymaids, from that pretty little girl to good old Mrs. O'Leary, whose dairymaid and whose cow set fire to Chicago. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Let the milk fall where it may.
Won't you wait till the cows come home? Won't you wait till the cows come home? Dear old Brindle Bell and Boss, soon the meadow they will cross. Down the lane at the close of day, once again they will wend their way. Hear them in the dell, dingle, dingle bell. Won't you wait, wait, wait by the old red gate? Won't you wait till the cows come home?
In every barnyard, you'll find a dairymaid, and in every barnyard, you'll find a hen. But it's usually the dairymaid instead of the hen who sings. But we're going to reverse the usual procedure and introduce Florence Gill, the barnyard nightingale, who will cackle the dairymaid song entitled, "Our Cow Wouldn't Give Milk, So We Sold Him." Skill. Oh, here comes Asma, the dark cloud of joy from Alabama. Asma isn't a dairymaid, but he certainly knows his dairies. I asked Asma one day to use the word dairy in a sentence. Asma pointed to a passing horse and said, "Dairy goes." Asma, I noticed that you're always the last one here to the dairy.
Yes, sir.
And I also noticed that you're always the first one to leave.
Well, sir, I don't be last all the time.
Well, tell me, what kind of a tie is that you have here?
Now, don't put it.
Oh, boy, what a tie.
You know, Well, Mr. Wilson, it sure is nice to be able to come up here and do this act without a lot of that cheap hokum.
Well, I'm glad that you enjoy it so. I certainly am. Tell me anyhow, I'll bet that you can tell many of us a romance about dairymaids.
No, sir, they don't have none of my girls working on the dairy.
Well, why is that, Asma?
Well, you see, all my girls is brunettes, and when they start to shed, they make the butter look bad.
Well, Asma, don't you know anything at all about dairy maids?
I know that that old Aunt Addie got fired from the dairy because they said her face soured the milk.
Well, don't you also know that that character of Aunt Addie is played by Cliff Arquette?
Yeah, I know that Cliff Arquette that played that part, but listen here, did he get paid for that?
Why, he certainly does get paid for that.
You know, he ought to be ashamed of himself playing an old lady for money like that. Did you know that Cliff Arquette got married the other day?
Yes, I knew that Cliff got married. Did you congratulate the bride?
Well, I told her she was smart to start a married life off with something like him, because if anything ever happened to him, it'd be easy to replace him.
Surely you wished her happiness.
Yeah, well, I figured it wasn't no use of me wishing her happiness, because it's only a question of time she'd be wishing for happiness herself.
Oh, well, she must have a good reason for marrying him.
Well, she told me her reason she married him is because she loved him.
Oh, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, I told her she had a good reason, all right, but after she'd been around him a while, she's going to lose her reason.
Well, maybe Cliff wants someone to darn his socks.
No, it ain't that, because I dresses with him, and his socks are too far gone to do anything with him. I tell you something, Mr. Wilson, he do need somebody to patch up some of them old moth-eaten gags of his.
Why, Asma, I'm ashamed of you. All you've done is make slighting remarks about poor old Aunt Addie.
What do you want me to talk about, Mr. Wilson?
Well, I thought that you'd tell of some of the beautiful romances you've experienced around a dairy farm.
Mr. Wilson, you know there's something about a cow lot that just ruined romance for me.
Asma has never figured out why a white cow can give milk and a black cow cannot give ink. Oh, well, here they are, the three cheers, singing My, Oh, My.
I'm in a jubilant mood. I'm walking on air. On rainbows I'm riding. Where have you been hiding, dear? I'm in a jubilant mood. You told me you care. I'm happy, I'll say. Oh, hum, hey, hey.
My, oh, my, what a pleasant disposition. It's been my one ambition to find a girl like you. My, oh, my, you're such a lovely person, and you have me rehearsing.
I do,
I do, I do. You're so ducky, I'm so lucky, lucky that I met you. Am I gonna get you? Baby, you can bet you. My, oh, my, you're sweet and so vivacious.
Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, goodness gracious.
My, oh, my, oh, my, what a pleasant disposition. It's been my one ambition
to find a girl like you.
Like me?
Strike me pink. You're such a lovely person, and you have me rehearsing.
Do you?
I do.
Me too.
You're so ducky, I'm so lucky, lucky that I met you. Am I gonna get you?
Baby, you can betcha.
Blow me down, you're sweet and so vivacious. Oh, gee, oh, gosh.
Oh, goodness gracious.
My, oh, my.
Well, let's all give three cheers for the three cheers. We'll have to hurry, though, for here's Aunt Addie, the anemic evangelist. Aunt Addie was wandering around the farm the other day and noticed a stack of tin cans which once contained evaporated milk. Look, she said, a cow's nest. Aunt Addie.
Hello, can you hear me?
Well, hello, Aunt Addie. Well, tell me, what do you know about dairy maids?
Well, I don't know much about dairy maids, but I'd like to get a hold of that Bob Burns for a minute. You know, Don, it's a good thing I got married.
Why is that, Aunt Addie?
Because last week he ran out of joke books.
Well, that's not a bad idea, that, is it?
You know, he had an awful accident, too, last week.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Who, Bob Burns?
Yes.
Or asthma?
Asthma did.
Oh, I see. Well, what was that accident?
Well, he got up in the middle of the night to answer the telephone, and he fell over a bunch of college humors.
Oh, well, to get down to the subject, Aunt Addie, tell me, what do you know about dairy maids?
I know plenty about them.
Well, if that's the case, name five things that contain milk.
What's that?
I say, if you're so smart and know plenty about them, why tell me of five things that contain milk.
All right. Butter, three cows, and one goat.
By the way, does your cow give much milk?
Wait a minute. The cheerleader's laughing too loud. What did you say, Mr.
I say that, Eddie. Does your cow give much milk?
Well, I don't know. She's so ticklish, I ain't been able to milk her yet.
Well, how do you like it on the ranch?
What?
How do you like it on the ranch?
What?
I say, how do you like it on the ranch? What's the matter with you? Don't you know what a ranch is?
Oh, sure. It's a tool to fix monkeys with.
Why don't you use it on yourself?
What? Wait a minute. They're pushing me off the air.
I used to think that you were a wit.
Well, you was half right.
Oh, well, never mind. Let it pass. Say, didn't your uncle give you something for your dairy ranch?
Oh, yes. He made me a present of a pig.
Oh, just like him.
Did you see him? Say, Donnie, you know, I wrote a great story about milk, and the local paper bought it.
Oh, gee, that was swell. How did it look when it appeared in print?
Condensed.
Oh, I get it. It had to take a cut.
How we doing?
All right, keep going.
Well, you know, all our milk did. You know, Donnie, I made a terrible mistake yesterday, but I fixed it up all right.
Oh, what was that terrible mistake anyway?
Well, you know, I was staying over to my sister's house, and I went out to mail a letter and blamed if I didn't pull the fire alarm box instead of putting the letter in the mailbox.
Hey, don't you know that you can be thrown in jail for sending in a false alarm?
I know it. So I set my sister's house on fire.
Well, that was a good idea. By the way, how is your canary bird? How old is he now?
How old is my canary?
Mm-hmm.
He's so old that he can remember when there was something to sing about.
Why is it every time I come over to your house, Aunt Addie, he's always perched on that coconut? Doesn't he ever get off of that thing?
No, he never gets off of that coconut.
Well, why not?
Well, he's afraid if he gets off it, he'll be off his nut.
Catchy. Aunt Addie is going home to finish writing a song dedicated to dairy maids. It's entitled Butter Days Are Here Again. But it's time to say goodbye for this time. This is Don Wilson speaking. The Mirth Parade will be with you again soon.
Thank you.